Continuing that on that subject, one of the things you have to do, and I'm sure this has been talked about here, is a constant dialogue with your public accountant. You know, obviously reading what comes out of the dig, and you go to a meeting and you said, okay, you know, Colgate does it this way, Company A does it right. You now got to go to your accountant and say, well, are you guys going to buy this? You know, is this the way? Because they've got to sign off on the opinion when you do your, put your statements together. So that was an issue where, you know, that was something constant. You know, if we felt that this was the way we measure effectiveness on an option, you know, the next step would be to go to Pete Marwick and said, you know, is this okay? I mean, do you guys buy into this? The other item there, interact with other corporates on common issues such as effectiveness tests, formal presentation to CFO staff on the implication. This was something Roger and I did. Once we got to this point, we had a big meeting. I made a presentation to the CFO, you know, corporate heads, head of purchasing, taxes, and we said, hey, this is what FAS 133 is all about. This is where we are in terms of our desire to implement it. Now, this wasn't a meeting that hit the CFO or these people like a bomb. They had already known about all the things we've been going through. This was a big public issue in the company about 133. So when this,